Cubs and Cardinals opening up a three-game set. Carson Kelly, the Cardinals' number two ranked prospect, making his season debut. Third inning, 2-1 Cubs lead. Dexter Fowler strikes.
The 0-1 to Fowler. Swung on, hit deep left center field, and that's in the gap, and they're not going to get it. It bounces off the track and off the wall, and back-to-back doubles for the Cardinals in the third, and they've tied the game against Jake Arrieta.
Now with the bases full, 3-2, the pitch on the way. Jerko takes ball four, and we're tied. A bases-loaded walk from the belt. A look to third, the pitch. A swing and a drive, hit well. Right center field, back to the wall, and it's in the ivy for a double. Now from the stretch, Hector Rondon. The 2-1. Grichik breaks his bat and singles to left field. That scores Jerko. DeJong will stop at third, and the Cardinals lead 6-3. The pitch. A swing and a high fly ball, deep left center field. Schwarber back to the track at the wall, can't make the catch. The ball hits off the wall, and the Cardinals are going to get two runs out of it. It's a double for Kelly. Over to third, Randall Grichik.
The Cardinals snap the Cubs' six-game win streak. They send 14 batters to the plate and score 9 runs in the eighth and win at 11-3. Kelly gets his first hit of the season. The Cardinals also traded Marco Gonzalez to the Mariners in exchange for outfield prospect Tyler O'Neill on Friday. The Cardinals also got an okay start from Carlos Martinez. 6 innings, he allowed 10 hits, but only 2 earned runs. He struck out 3 for the no decision. After the game, Mike Matheny talked about a wild win.
Yeah, got him in the temple, and so they took him upstairs and ran him through every test and all the protocol, and he seemed to be okay. So he was smiling. We came up here, and everybody seems to be under the impression that he'll be fine for tomorrow.
Also, I know Tommy went back out there, but it looked like he was favoring the leg a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a bruise to the calf as they bumped. So he's confident they'll be fine also.
How about that offensive outburst in the eighth?
Yeah, that was one of those beautiful things to watch. You know, just good at bats and taking advantage of, balls outside the strike zone and not getting over aggressive, but the timely hits after that and stacking them, one on top of the other. It was one of those that you want to remember and just keep reminding this team what they have the capability of doing. You know, get some guys with some really good stuff.
Are you gonna Paul to go up there too? I mean, he sees 3 walks, but he's still aggressive with the fastball.
Say that again.
With Paul, he goes 3 walks right before him. But
yeah.
He's still as aggressive.
3 walks before him and 2 strikeouts before. It's kind of the same discussion that we had before. And he just keeps taking a good at-bat, and he trusts himself. And, he comes through in those big situations and, driving the ball. He and Carson both come through in big situations there for us.
How about Carson not only handling Carlos but also getting involved in the eighth? Late addition to the lineup.
Yeah, just brought in and sat down and had a real good idea of what he wanted to do. And Carlos kind of helped him, walked him through how he was going to use his stuff. And I thought Carlos was good. I thought his stuff was was live today. Unfortunately, just got down, and but the guys kept coming. And that eighth inning was obviously the difference. And I thought overall, though, Carson looked good receiving and took good bats. That ball he hit to right field, probably out of a lot of parks.
For Carlos, the 5th and 6th innings there, he was able to limit the
damage. Yeah, he was efficient and looked like he had the sinker going really good. A slider was good all day, too. You could tell it was going to be an out pitch for him when he needed it in a big spot. But, to be able to kind of get it locked in. And he's been doing that. I mean, I thought today, right from the top, first pitch sinker gets a ground ball. It looked like he was going to trust the movement a little bit more, and I thought he did.
Was Yadi okay?
Yeah, Yadi's had something going on with his ankle. Seems to be part of catching. I had the same thing. You'd get something, a little floater that would get into the wrong spot. You just couldn't move it like you wanted to, and they'd freeze up after a little while.
It's
always
like a foul ball or anything,
but that just just kind of the wear and tear of the position. Sometimes it locks up, and you can't explain it. I used to get one in a knee also, and when it'd free, whenever it'd just find its way out, like it never happened.
A great season debut for Carson Kelly, the Cardinals' number 2 ranked prospect. He spoke afterwards.
I thought it was pretty close, but then, Marmol held me up right behind Grichik. I thought we didn't want to overrun him there, so it was, I got it pretty good, and, glad we came out with a win.
To jump right in and contribute to that offensive onslaught, that's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it feels great. I was a little anxious the first couple at bats, and then, started settling in and, play my game.
You didn't have much time to settle in. You were a late addition to the starting lineup, right?
I was, yeah. I just, hey, you got to get in the lineup and, just go about your business.
I imagine when you join the team, and you've been obviously with Memphis, it's going to take a little while to get on the same page as a starting pitcher, but you and Carlos seem just fine.
Yeah, Carlos did a tremendous job, and he had command of all of his stuff, and then he made really good pitches when he needed to, and we came out with a good win here.
Game two of the series is on Saturday and features a great pitching matchup. Adam Wainwright will throw for the Cardinals against John Lester for the Cubs.